trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge.
Trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US 99.
Here we go. You've heard of instant coffee. Use it a lot, right? The powdered coffee. Well, now powdered beer exists. There's a German brewery that came up with it and plans to start selling it in the next few months. And they say it tastes just like regular beer. So the version they have now is non-alcoholic, which is like wah wah. But also they say there's a boozy version coming in the next few months that they're going to sell throughout the world. They're going to sell globally. And they said one of the things that bars might be doing, they might start mixing it with water to save money, which is great. Love a powdered, watered down beer. That sounds delicious. Although there are some benefits. They say, why would they even do this, right? The answer is the environment. It's cheaper and easier to transport, so there's a smaller carbon footprint. And if you don't like powdered beer, just wait. They got other weird ones coming, like a bath beer in the works, specifically made for you to bathe in. So can't wait for that disgustingness. All right, let's talk about some music. I told you earlier in the week that Lainey Wilson had a new collabo coming out with somebody that, well, you might be not be as familiar with this person, but you do know his dad, Lucas Nelson. Yep, Willie Nelson's son. So Lucas Nelson has a band, and so it's Lucas Nelson and The Promise of the Real. They just dropped a song, and it came out ahead of the band's new album, Sticks and Stones, that comes out July 14th. Here's More Than Friends with Lucas Nelson and Lainey Wilson.
Forget tomorrow. We can face the music then. But I promise you tonight will never end. If we pretend we're more than friends.
There you go. I kind of like it. It's fun. Got a fun sound to it, and Lainey never misses. So you can check that out on the Odyssey app. Now let's talk about some concerts you can go to. Summerfest just announced the 55th annual music festival lineup in Milwaukee. So the festival, of course, goes across three different summer weekends from June 22nd all the way to July 8th. Now, tickets go on sale, and they start at like $26 for general admission. But some of the headliners for the first weekend, The Chief, Eric Church with L. King, Zach Brown Band, James Taylor, Sheryl Crow going to be there, Fits of the Tantrums. Second weekend, headliners Dave Matthews Band and Odessa. Other groups is going to be there that weekend, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And now the final festival weekend is going to have headliners Zach Bryan and Imagine Dragons. So you can check that out. We have the full list and all the links and everything on our Instagram to US99 Chicago.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge.
Trending all over the internet.
Scotty on US99.